Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and after they have recognized this week as National Business Women's Week, they'll get down to the real work of appointing Virginia Bass to represent the county at the upcoming California State Association of Counties meeting. Bass is running for vice chair of CSAC and has a lot of support from rural counties. The supervisors will also issue responses to the grand jury's report regarding issues with the county's Office of Emergency Services and preparations for earthquakes, floods, or tsunamis. Some of the issues and recommendations raised by the grand jury and recognized by the board and the sheriff have been addressed, including moving and consolidating the Emergency Operations Center. A lack of funding for the recommendations is the biggest stumbling block to implementation, and both the board and the sheriff have issued responses to the grand jury. The supervisors will also approve a grant augmentation request in the amount of $41,000 for the DA's office to the State Office of Emergency Services for the Victim Witness Assistance Program. The supervisors will also establish the fiscal year budget for 13 special districts, including lighting, fire, and flood control across the county. The board will also approve the formal meeting calendar for the upcoming year, and the afternoon session will be taken up with ongoing evaluations of county employees. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the 400 block of Newton Road in Wyatt on Friday night following a physical altercation that resulted in a 23-year-old man suffering fatal stab wounds. The victim was transported to the hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries, and an on-site investigation determined that there was a fight between the victim and another man, and that led to the victim getting stabbed. The other man has not been located, and the investigation is ongoing.
Thank you, Jordan. The suspected murder of the 23-year-old man in Wyatt, combined with the suspected murder-suicide in Fortuna over the weekend, has brought the number of homicides in the county to 19 this year, and we still have 10 weeks to go until the new year. Fortuna police have released a few details surrounding the incident at a house on Emerald Lane in Fortuna on Saturday afternoon, although police do suspect that it could be a case of murder-suicide after they found a 50-year-old man and an 81-year-old man, a father and son, dead from gunshot wounds. The murder rate in the county has reached double digits for the fourth year in a row, and this year's has surpassed the 2014 total, when there were 16 homicides reported in the county and 12 last year. Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a bill that would have required the State Department of Fish and Wildlife to pay rural counties payments in lieu of taxes each year. For the past 12 years, Fish and Wildlife has suspended the annual payments to timber-rich counties, payments for lost sales tax revenue from logging. The governor issued a short statement along with the veto, saying that he has included PILT payment funding in the annual budget, and he will continue to do so. Supporters say it's not enough and that rural counties need a guaranteed source for the money owed each year, and that there is no guarantee that money will be included in the annual budget. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills admits that policing has changed a lot since he first signed up 30 years ago. In fact, he went so far as to say that he doubt he'd get hired under the modern requirements and standards. Mills said that the young men and women who join the department now are fitter, better educated, and in many ways, particularly with technology, more worldly than their predecessors, but they still lack one thing, experience. The only way to gain that experience, according to Mills, is to do the job, and that training can only go so far when dealing with mental health or serious drug issues on the street.
Guy hyped up on meth, and the family calls us out of frustration. He's already been to Semper Virens numerous times, and they've rejected him. He's already been to personal counseling. That didn't work. And now he's armed with a weapon of some kind, and we're asking the police to come and resolve the issue that nobody else can. So here we're going to send a 23-year-old and a 28-year-old to deal with this problem that nobody else can deal with.
Mills said that EPD has been training in new tactics to deal with stressful and dangerous situations in an effort to de-escalate an encounter.
Slow things down. We don't have to rush into these things. We're talking about how to communicate with somebody that's delusional. And then the third one is the tactics. We want to make sure that they're safe. So if there's things that we can do to de-escalate these things, then that makes a lot of sense to us.
You can listen to Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills talk police tactics on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.